This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. The world's most famous cartel is probably OPEC, dealing in oil, but there's another cartel that holds sway over something you may be having for breakfast right now. The Federation of Quebec Maple Syrup Producers controls nearly three-quarters of the world's sweet pancake joy juice. It has long been powerful, but things are starting to change. There are lots of parallels between the oil cartel and the maple syrup cartel, including controversy over production quotas, a strategic reserve, black market dealings, and growing competition from the U.S. All that is in a news story by Jen Scarrett, who covers agriculture for Bloomberg News and joins us from Winnipeg. Jen, explain why there's a black market for maple syrup and why producers are selling there.
Well, there's a lot of frustration with producers in Quebec, and part of that is looking at, you know, their counterparts in states like Vermont, where there's no limits on how much syrup they can produce. In Quebec, it's very different. They have a quota system, so the Federation kind of determines how much someone is able to produce. Given kind of the backdrop of all of this, some producers have decided to just do exactly that, sell it on the side for extra cash. And, you know, there's people that just don't agree and say it should be an open market system. And even the government earlier this year came out with a report saying the current system is causing people to sell on the black market. And it's a very heavy and flexible system. And a lot of producers are frustrated.
So, as you mentioned, American production of maple syrup is on the rise in states like Vermont and New York. How much pressure is that putting on the cartel in Quebec?
There's a lot of untapped, pardon the pun, potential in states like Vermont. Production's increased quite a bit, and there's even more that could really come into production, trees that could be tapped for maple syrup. So Quebec is pretty concerned about protecting its market share. They want to still have that control on global trade. So increasing quota became a decision for two reasons. Number one, the growing U.S. production, and number two, the growing frustration from producers who are saying, like, why can't we expand?
Is it a good time right now to be a tapper? How's demand for maple syrup around the world?
It is a pretty good time. It's a lot of it has to go to the demand for natural sugars, things like honey and maple syrup. Consumers are looking at that and saying it's a little bit healthier than say, just a refined sugar. And also the marketing, the Federation has done a pretty good job of kind of expanding their sales to countries. Japan's a good example that uses maple syrup in savory dishes, and global demand keeps rising. So there's definitely a lot of people say there's room to grow that market, and increasing production isn't going to, you know, there's going to be a home for that additional product.
Okay, Jen Scarrett with Bloomberg. Thanks very much.
Thank you.